Kedvach. Tonight, Mi'at Hashem will be doing part two of Hakdamas Yisrael and Achri. Hope to finish. Last week we did the Yisaidis. This week, Mi'at Hashem will do the applications, many applications, and the Heterim, different Heterim that might be out there. The Pasuk says, the Makari is from the exact Abay, but the Pasuk says, in Vayikra, it says, V'chiyom ha-chachicha mato yodo imach, ve'exact aboy, ge'v'soyshav v'chai imach. The ge'v'soyshav should be living, should be a chai imach together with you. And then it says again, atikak mito nechik v'sabritz v'yireis v'milekecha, v'chai achicha imach, he should be living imach with you. What's the significance that the Pasuk keeps on telling you, imach, that it should be together with you? So I want to share with you a pshat from a Sifsei Koyin, an amazing pshat. The Sifsei Koyin was a mefarish on Chumash. He lived 400 years ago, Berech. He's not the Shach, but in the same Tekufa, and he says the following. He says that the significance was, and I'll quote, he says, Imach, what does it mean, Imach? V'chai achich Imach, or v'chai Imach means, Imach ato Isa, by you being maxic, somebody else, Imach ato Isa, you're really doing it for yourself. You're really helping out yourself more than you're helping out the other person. Kama shomru chazal, like chazal say, Medrash Rabbah says, Lagabi Rus, Lagabi Boyaz, it says, Yaisa mimash oisa balabaisa ma'ani, more than what the balabais is doing for the ani, ha'ani oisim balabais, the ani is doing for the balabais. Shenema, because it says by Rus, Shema ish, asha isisi imoy, that I, Rus, did for him. Hayoim boys that shall also imi enksiv kana. Doesn't say that boys did with me, but rather elasha asisi imoy that I did with him. So Ruth had the hakara that she was doing more for Boaz than Boaz was doing for her when Boaz gave her a tzedakah. Ani asisi imoy yoisim imasha also hu imi. I did for him more than he did for me. Why? Ki b'sibasi, because of me, na'aseh min ha'noisnim. Because of me, Boaz became from the noisnim, v'loy min alaikam, and not from the receivers. He became from the givers and not from the receivers. V'hichzik, and with that, begilgol shelo yachzo zel v'exaktabay. With that, you are being maxic in the galgala. Normally we have a galgala chayza, the wheel of fortune. If this dar, someone is wealthy, the next dar, his children, or he himself, even in the same dar, he himself may end up losing his money, become poor. There are people who are poor and then become wealthy later on, or their children become wealthy. There's a galgala chayza. But by you giving tzedakah, better yet, by you being maxic in other people, being the exacted boy, and helping other people out with their parnasa, helping out other people in their chiyas, what you're doing is that you're being maxic, but galgal you're holding on to this wheel of fortune that you wanted to stay in place, that you should always be from the noisnim, that you should always be on the wealthy side, not on the receiving end. And that's pshat in the pasuk. The exact boy, you're going to hold on to this wheel of fortune, v'chayimok, because you're really doing for yourself more than you're doing for Yena. It's an amazing pshat. I want to say, based on his pshat, you could touch up a pasuk and Yirmiyah the same idea. The pasuk says, "V'mtaitzi yikar mizoylel." If you take somebody out, a zoylel, someone who's poor, and you make him into a yikar, someone who's a nichbat, someone who's wealthy, kifi tiyeh, it will be my word. Akash Brock is saying, it's going to be my gzera that yeshu hima elecha, they'll come to you. That means they'll join your club. They'll also be min ha-noisnim, v'ata loisoshav aleim, but you'll never go there to them to be min ha-makablam. The Medrash Sutta in Rus says something very similar. But that's the inyan what we're doing now. We're doing the inyan of exacta boy, and it's an important inyan. We know that it's the greatest form of tzedakah. But as we saw last week, it's lav dafka limited to just when a person's an ani. And every day to day, you have this inyan of exacta. Just to recap a little bit what we did last week, just the basic sheetahs, because we're going to need them and go vaita tonight, is that we had in Machlokes two taisis, and there's a taisis in Chulin who says that you're supposed to be a makdim Yisrael in front of a nochri, even if it's a hefsed mu'at, and that's all learned out from a svara. Not by Hefzid Meruba, but by Hefzid Mu'ud. And then you have a Taisus in Avodah Zarah who says that the Svara is only when it's Shava B'Shava, when all is equal. I could buy the same item in both stores, then I'm supposed to go to the Yiddish store. How do we know that even when there's a Hefzid Mu'ud, you're supposed to go to a Yid? That we have an extra pasuk that Tashbats and Ramah says from V'chisimkur Mimkul Am Yisecha. This Joshua You should buy from Am Yisachar or sell to Am Yisachar. That's l'rabbis, even when there's a hefsed mu'at. So at the end of the day, both are for a hefsed mu'at. Both shitas, both Tyson hold that you have to be makdam Yisrael over Nokar by a hefsed mu'at. But the nafkamin is that Tyson and Chulin learns they are from a svara, and Tyson and Avodah Zara needs to come onto that extra ribuy to get you to a hefsed mu'at. Okay, but at the end of the day, we have to be makdam Yisrael or Nokar by a hefsed mu'at. What's considered a hefsed mu'at? What's a chilek, hefsed mu'at, hefsed meruba? How much? How do you differentiate between hefsed mu'at? How do you qualify it? So, Grado, the Minchas Yitzchak suggests that this din of hefsed mu'at has the same dinim of hefsed mu'at and hefsed meruba in Yeridea. So, machlokes, you could look up a Piskei Tshuva over there as an Arichas. So, machlokes, what's considered hefsed mu'at and hefsed meruba? There is one sheet who holds that hefsed mu'at means pachas mishtos, less than a sixth. And hefsed meruba is more than a sixth. You're going to lose more than a sixth on the item. That's considered hefsed meruba. So the Minchas Yitzchak says, like that sheet, so too over here, that will be the share. The nearest deity that cannot be is because we learned out the din of Sfaru, who was by Nevela. We're supposed to give the Nevela away for free to a Ger Toisha rather than selling it to a guy. Now, when you give it away for free, even if the Nevela is only worth $3, so it's a hefsed mu'at. But going down to zero is an infinite difference. It's when you give something away for free, it's zicha yesa mishtos of whatever the value of the item is. And nevertheless, the svaris mechayis was to give it away for free before selling it to a guy. Lamai says, anyway, in Yeridea we paskin not like that sheet. Anyway, in Yeridea we paskin zakolofi amokum, akolofi asman, akolofi adam. Depends if you're wealthier and you could afford to do more, and depending on the times, whatever it is, it's not really much of a share, but that would be the share over here as well, that events on the person, events on his status, and what he could afford to do. We do know, however, that the Tshuvas Ramah said in his case that you're supposed to be makdim Aram Padva's Rambam over the Goyisha Rambam. In his case, the Ramah says clearly, was talking about where he gave a Zohav Echad more to Maram Padova. Whatever the purchase price was, the guy was always going to be one Zov less than Maram Padova. Nevertheless, Ramah held that you have to go and buy the Rambams from Maram Padova. So you see that a Zov Echad, one golden, is considered a Hefsed Mu'at. What is a golden? So granted, it happens to be the Ramah.
Remember we said there was another Tanai over there because it was a Hefsed Godel.
Maram Padova. I said that it was only the first Pradat Ramah, but the second Pradat Ramah was Stam, Altsvachim, Simkur, Mimka, altogether, you always have to do a Hefsed Mu'at, you always have to be a Makdam Yisrael Lonokri. So it didn't seem that he was going with that Stam, Altsvachim, Simkur, Mimka. So you see that the Zav Echot was considered a Hefsed Mu'at. Now, just to understand what a Zav is, the Ramah lived in Krakow, so this was 1550. So we're talking about a Polish Zav, which was rather a coin then, it was called a Gulden, a Zav Polish, rather the Lashon of Paiskim is, and that is considered a Hefsed Mu'at. The Ramah in Shinhei in Yeridea, Lagabi Pidyon HaBen, says the sheer hay slime of Pidyon HaBen happens to be worth two Zav Polish. That's what the Ramah writes. So just an indication what we're talking about. One Zav Polnish is a half of Heisloim, a half of the Sheer Pidyon HaBen. Bezmanenu, depending on the sheet you hold, the Sheer Pidyon HaBen, and depending obviously on the price of silver, the Sheer Pidyon HaBen is roughly about $30. So then it will be a Zav Echot is $15. If we can assume that the economy stayed the same, that the gold and silver played the same. Myself, I'll bring you a shtukarai that there was a change, but we'll give a slightly different indication. Is that what is this golden? How much gold was in this golden? So I looked it up and I did some research. And if you look, you can find for yourself that a golden, the Polish golden then in the 16th century, was a little less than 3.5 grams of gold, which comes out to be a drop more than an ounce of gold. So depending on how much gold goes, so let's say gold will go for $300 an ounce, so we're talking about it's a drop more than $30. So nothing 100%, but at least we know that the Ramah held $15 or $30 or dropped more than $30 is still considered Hefsed Mu'at. I don't know when we reach Hefsed Meruba, but that's still considered Hefsed Mu'at if we could assume that Paris and everything else against the gold and silver market stayed the same like it is today.
Doesn't it make make a difference? How much money are you spending? And how can you make such a club? If you're leasing a car for $500 a month, $15 is the most. But if you're buying a...
I agree with you. The Rambam, only thing is, the Rambam doesn't say how much you're paying for the Rambam's Maran Padova. And the Poison Grada don't mention that extra, you know, you're coming from another variable, which I got to think that you're right. I mean, it's a Dover Metava. But they only say it's a Kolofi Ish, a Kolofi, what he could afford, and Lafi Azman. You're saying also it depends on the item. If you're buying a car or you're buying a house, which is $400,000, so $1,000 is nothing. It's a drop in the bucket. But if you're buying a carrot and you pay $1,000 more for this carrot, obviously there will be have some room. But yes, I hear the Svara. And then Obazoi, then yes, we would have to know first what the Maran Padova was selling his Rambam for. Okay, I don't know how many zuvim. If you can tell me how much, okay. Well,
we need a percentage, really.
Right. Well, I'm trying to prove it. It's not percentage. I'm telling you, it's not percentage because you see a nevela, which is an infinite percent. It's 100%. I have to give it away for free, and still I got to give it away for free. It's a hefsemur. So it's not. It's clearly not percentage. So I'm saying, you have to know how to take it. It's clearly not percentage, but maybe could feed the item. You know, it could go into account as well, but it's definitely an absolute formula. You have to take into account the amount that you're losing. You want to say, do you also take into account the item that you're paying for? Let me suggest. I hear the svara. But Nevela, you see, I'm saying, you know, for Nevela, you see, you don't worry about percentage. I understand, but maybe because it was tech, only a couple of dollars. A couple of dollars, no matter what. And, you know, then as you go up. All right. Now, let me just share with you a common shaila, which probably is going across your minds, is what happens if it's Tog Teglach? I have a choice of going to two grocery stores, a Yiddish grocery or a Goyish grocery store, and let's say, by and large, let's say we can take in the whole shopping order. It means if I make a $200 shopping order, I don't have to say, well, each item is only 5 cents cheaper. Now, let's say in the whole $200 item, a $200 order, let's say he's $2 cheaper. Okay, let's say he's 1% cheaper. So on that, I could say that's still a half some mood. $2 is still a half some mood. But if I do this every single week, you know, over a lifetime, that's a lot of money. Or over a year, that's a lot of money. Is it accumulative? Can we include and look at the greater picture that if you're being mechayev me to go to the Yiddish grocery over the Goyish grocery, then it's not just this one shopping, it's every single week I'm doing again the shopping, so every single week I'm losing $2. Over the year, that's already $100. Over a lifetime, that's thousands of dollars. Is that considered hefsemud or hefsemeruba? Oh, how often do they have nevelas? I hear. That's a good point. You should know. It's a good horror. I don't know. Although, from other places, like Abi, I know, in Mekaktois, we had cases that it sounds like the nevelas were a shtek or shchiach. With my name, yes, a sheikh, they might tell you the nevelas, the treif, the taka might be shchiach. So, in Ekonami, so you see that we don't care. But those few that. If let's say it's one out of five, so it's one out of, I only checked a couple, yeah, they didn't need pasta, they didn't have fridge, all right, whatever it is, The maisa is that the poskim don't address this shaila, it's a problem. I don't have any right to this. My gut feeling, based on shaila shudas, my gut feeling is, clearly you don't go more than a year. Means, you know, like all Lagabi other hilchos tzedakah, everything is gerechened with here, not just ma'aseh shlishit ha-shekel. I don't see that you're going to say, well, over a lifetime of a period of 70 years, it's going to be a hefsem rub. I find hard to swallow. Mesupik, if you go each shopping order, or each, or over maybe over here, let's say gasoline. You have two choices. You can buy Yiddish gasoline, or Goyish gasoline. Yiddish gasoline is a drop more. Good, but I need gasoline every single week, or every other week. It's the same shaila. I don't have a right to this. I have spoken to a lot of people about it. No one has any rights, and we don't have any, not only rights, we don't have anyone in print who addresses the shaila. Maybe Hein to go, but no one free to go address the shaila. I don't know, as I leave it up to the island. All right, let me go on and give many more exceptions to this rule, and you'll see why it's not so unshchiach that we do purchase by goyim. And Yetzer Shem, throughout, I'm going to give maybe like 10 different, cases or applications or heterim. All right, number one, let's say a case if you are you're a retailer, and you have a choice. Do I buy by a wholesaler who is a Yid or a wholesaler who is a goy? And the Yiddish wholesaler is going to charge me a drop more than the Goyish wholesaler. And let's say it's within, yes, it's still considered a hefsed muad, so normally I would be mechuyev to shop by the Yid. And then he is daita, you don't have to buy by the Yiddish Osel, you can go to the Goyish Osel. And the Svar is based on an Aguda. Avos Chesed brings it down. There's an Aguda who says that if I have a choice of lending money, the Gemara says that I have to lend money to a Yid for free rather than lending money to a Goy with ribis. Yet the Aguda says, if that is my business, if my business is that I'm in the lending money business, that's how I make my parnasa, the Aguda says I don't have to lend to a Yid for free, I'm allowed to lend to a Goy for ribis. That is my business. And as far as, to quote his Lashon, the whole din is to be maksik boy and to be mefarnis another yid and be help him out in his panasa. Well, it's my panasa against his panasa. If this is my panasa, then my panasa comes first. Chayeka koidmin. Now I'm talking about a case where, and the good of fears always, we're only talking about omiu heichad ba oni, but to achalechem reitel luvois for luknus lechem vade koidem lakuti. We're talking about a case where he's not an oni. It's just it's inyan of ve'exacta boy. In ve'exacta boy, I come before him. If it's my panos against his panos, I come first. If he's takin oni, he's a doll, and he's takin teetering in business, then that might be a whole different story. But what we're talking about, we're just the idea naturally that I have to go to a yid over a guy, that din is only if it's taktaglik, you're buying things for personal use, whatever it is, or you're selling things, but if it's your business, if this is how you make money, then you don't have to be makta me Yisrael over a guy if it's going to cost you. If it's shava b'shava, vada you do. But if it's going to cost you, chayecha kaidmin, your panosa comes first. So melele, if you're a retailer and you have a choice which wholesaler to go to, and that's your business, you would be able to go to a goyish wholesaler before Yiddish wholesaler. Again, if he's cheaper. If he's not cheaper, you don't have that hatter. Another hatter, probably people are wondering, how come so many people here in Lakewood shop, by ShopRite, let's say, they're even cheaper, let's say, than Yiddish stores. It's debatable, but let's say they're even cheaper than Yiddish stores. But still, it's at most, it's only going to be a hefsed muet, l'chayish ha'vachiv, to go by the Yiddish supermarkets rather than the goyish supermarkets. So I'm going to share with you two different heterim. First of all, unfortunately, a large percentage of Lakewood go under the category of aniyim. They are aniyim. Now, the din is, as we learned in Hukas Tzak, and we'll see it again in Reishon and Aleph, is that the din of tzedakah, that you have to be mefarnes on, or kedei chayiv, or whatever it is a normal person. But if you're an ani yourself, then you go to the minimal share of shlishis hashek, or whatever it is. You don't have this chayiv of giving maisa, or chaymish, whatever it is, if you're an ani. You don't have this chayiv of dei machzayri if you're an ani. Unless the person you're giving it to is even a greater ani than you. Okay, but if when all's equal, if you're an ani, you don't have this mitzvah of tzedakah. Now, yes, this din is gebayt on hilchas tzedakah. It's a form of tzedakah. It's the greatest form of tzedakah, Sefer Chassidim. Also says it's the greatest form of tzedakah by having Yiddish apayalim. Since it's an inyan of tzedakah, and aniyim b'yisoid are potter from these inyanim of tzedakah, so then I believe it's a davar pashut that if someone is a nani, he need not shop by Yiddish store if the Yiddish store is more expensive. If again, if everything is shava b'shava avada, you have to. We're talking about that if ShopRite is cheaper, if they're cheaper, then you would have a heter to shop there if you are a nani. And unfortunately, like I said, I shouldn't say Rav, that's an exaggeration, but at least many, a large percentage of Lakewood fall under the category of aniyim, and they would have a heter to shop by ShopRite. Another heter, which might be applicable, maybe no longer in Lakewood, but let's say the choice wasn't between ShopRite and another supermarket. Now we have many Yiddish supermarkets, but let's say many years ago it was only, let's say, ShopRite against grocery stores, so it's supermarket versus grocery stores. And the reason, let's say, grocery stores generally charge more than a supermarket, besides it's because they don't have the turnover, but they have a different shiratum. They're providing you with a different item. Their product that they're providing you is a product that you might have someone to talk to and give you advice in the store. The in and out of the store could take 5 minutes to buy a bottle of milk, whereas if you go to a ShopRite, for example, it's going to take you 10, 15 minutes to get out of the store because they have spent millions of dollars. A typical supermarket chain have spent millions of dollars finding out exactly where to place the basic staples at the furthest end corner of the store, the exact opposite corner of the store, to make sure that you walk through the entire store to get what you want, to come back, so hopefully you'll buy a few things on the way. Whatever it is, they have a whole system set up how they're going to get you. But Lamai says it's a different type of a store. Hey, yes, it's a different type of a store, and they're giving you a different product, because everything goes into the product. If I don't need the product that the grocery is selling me, I don't mind a bottle of milk if it takes me an extra 5 minutes to go to, and I don't need, let's say, them delivering, and I don't need the person behind the counter giving me advice. I'm happy with the supermarket type of product, then I don't have to go to the Yiddish store, because for that, for the product that I need, the Yiddish store is overpriced. Even though Higrada is selling at the right price for a grocery, but I don't need a grocery product. I'm happy with a supermarket product. So Bezoi, that might be a heta. Now again, that heta is no longer applicable here in Lakewood, because Baruch Hashem, we have Yiddish supermarkets as well. So then we'd have to dan supermarket against supermarket. Another case you might have is a shiloh might be is between a Yid.
Supermarket, would that then make it a different market? In a grocery, you don't have all items. In the supermarket, you have many items. Would that then make even the supermarket more expensive item a different type of product?
Okay, well, we're going to get to it, hopefully. Remind me later when we get to Tircha. We'll hopefully get to it. You have another case. What happens if the Yid is not a Shomer Torah and Mitzvahs? Do you have a chiv to be makdim him in front of a guy? Was it only said by someone who's a Shomer Torah and Mitzvahs, or even by a mumma, mumalachas, a mumalite oven? So let's start off with a mumalachas. A mumalachas is gepaskin in Yerdei Reishon and Aleph that you do not have a mitzvah lachyaisi. To hold in a mitzvah, the mitzvah is for a yid, not for a guy, and a mumalachas, legabi this, he's mufka, he has a din like a guy. Now, hayyais, the whole svara, the Gemara says, that you're supposed to be makdim Yisrael over Nakri is because svaru, because him you have a mitzvah lachyaisa, it's a davar poshut, that from a mumalachas you don't have a mitzvah lachyaisa, and a mele you would not be makdim a mumalachas over a guy, you don't have that chiyiv. In fact, I would suggest to take it a step further, is that a goy has a din of loymailin v'loymeridin. A mumalachas has a din of mailin, is loymailin, umayridin, yutaka umayridin. So I would suggest that perhaps even if you have a choice between a mumalachas and a goy, you might even have to buy by the goy, or might be kedai to buy by the goy, over a mumalachas. In a double portion, when you have a choice between Yisrael and a mumalahakas, avad, you're going to have to be makdim in Yisrael over a mumalahakas. There's a chukasam sefer like that. And even by a hefsid mu'ah, because the kol dinov, he has a din like a goy. If you have a case of a mumalitayoven, which is not as bad as a mumalahakas, he's just doing it out as taivis, a mumalitayoven, that. How do you tell the difference? A mumalachas is someone who knows and doesn't care, and he's a mumalitayoven is someone who the Gemara says that if he have a choice, if he have a kosher and a veil in front of him, he would eat the kosher. But if he doesn't have a choice, yes, then he's nikshal, then he doesn't mind, he'll eat the trefa as well. So if you'll have someone who's a mumalitayoven, that's called a machlekes rishonim. If a mumalitayoven, there's a mitzvah lachreis. It's a machlekes yireim in Taisis, also brought down in Rishon and Aleph over there. So other places as well, Taisis and Avodah Zarah. So Abizai, if you're going to have a machlekes, if he has a mitzvah lachreis, so if you have a choice between him and a guy, so I would tell you to go with the mumalitayoven because it's a machlekes. If he's going to be a hefsid muet, then I would tell you that Hametz Mekavel Lavarai. I would tell you can go to the guy, because why should I be makdim him, this mumma, mumalitayoven? Why are you telling? Because maybe I have a mitzalach yesi, it's a sofik, maybe not. And why should I'm muksuk and my mum, and why should I lose money? I'd rather buy by a guy. I should be myself as well, that if the din kedimus Israel of a nokri, the guy behaves to move, they learned out of a pasuk, the chisim kremim kalam yisecha, like Tesun Avedezara. You have to come on to the ribu of Amisecha, where the mumalitayoven is considered Amisecha, not that's a sofik, the bir halacha has a sofik, he declares if a mumalitayoven has a din of Amisecha or not. Because the chay Amisecha means am shirt kabatari of mitzvahs. A mumalitayoven is the chay not an am shirt kabatari of mitzvahs. The pashas is it is not bechalal Amisecha. So yes, he's not bechalal Amisecha, then the whole makar to be makdim by a hefsimu doesn't apply to mumalitayoven. If you have a choice between a Yisrael or mumalitayoven, and Avada would tell you to go with the Yisrael, even by a hefsid muet. Pashas, because Yisrael, you know they have Am Yisrael, and a Goy, you don't know if you have Am Yisrael. Now, Lamaisa is that there are Paiskim, many Paiskim, there's a Chayk Yankiv in, I believe it's in Hukas Pesach, Tov Memches, there are other Paiskim as well, hold up, Bezmanenu, this concept of Mumma L'Tiyavin doesn't exist. Because like I said, it's strict reading of the halacha, mumma l'tiyavin means you have a choice, he has a kosher or a treif in front of him, he'll go with the kosher. It's only when he doesn't, then he goes with the treif. Today, these people who are mumma l'tiyavin, they're so far away from Yiddishkeit with their mumma l'tiyavin already, that if they give him a choice, a kosher restaurant to eat in a goyish restaurant, they'll have no qualms about going and eating in a goyish restaurant. So these people, and he already said bismanoi, the Chag Yankov already said bismanoi, that there's no more, this concept of mumma l'tiyavin no longer exists. Every mumma bismanoi was already a mumma l'haches. What are you going to do by a tinnik shenishba? So our place can discuss a tinnik shenishba. Yesh Ladim Bazet Tuva. I'll tell you why. Because Tinik Shanishva, even though yes, he has a din of Yisrael, a kol hu chaysav, and Pashas, yes, you have a mitzvah lak yisai, and if you have a choice between him or a guy, by Shava, you should give it to Pashas, a Tinik Shanishva, Pashas. But when it comes to this extra din of Hefsid Muet, which was learned out for Amisecha, Am Sheitka Batayru of the mitzvahs, Yesh Ladim Tuva, that even though Tinik Shanishva, a Nebuch HaPikaris is also an HaPikaris. Nebuch is a Tinnik Shenishba, but Lamaisi is not an Am Sheitcha B'Torah V'Mitzis. So Memela, this din of Akdamas that you need by Hefzid Mu'ur, which you have to come onto the Pasuk V'Sim Krimim Kolam Yisecha, and a Tinnik Shenishba Pashtis, and not B'Kolam Yisecha, you would not have a Chiv to go to him by a Hefzid Mu'ur. Truth be told, there is a Shevet HaLevi L'Gabi Einoz Dvarim. When the Ramo of Isliya says that the Einoz Dvarim was only to Yirei Hashem, and Pashas, and why? Because learned how Am Yisrael, Am Sheitcha B'Torah V'Mitzvahs, and the simple reading of the Ramah is that means someone who's in Itcha, Yirei Hashem, Itcha B'Torah V'Mitzvahs, not a Tinnik Shanishva. The Shevet HaLevi says not like that. The Shevet HaLevi says that Avada Ramah means even a Tinnik Shanishva is considered B'Klal Am Yisrael, Am Sheitcha B'Torah V'Mitzvahs. So if you hold like the Shevet HaLevi, yes, and you would have a Chiv to be Makdim Yisrael of Yisrael, even a Tinnik Shanishva of Anachri, even by a Hefzid Mu'ud. All right, let me give you another type of a heta. The whole din is, this din of the have to be makdim Yisrael of Anakri is only if you have both in front of you. The lashon, I believe, of the Sefra, let's see if I can find it, of Rabbeinu Hillel, is the Yisloka midi lemizrim v'katavale goy v'amisecha. You have a choice between two. They even ask you to buy by them. Okay, every store is like asking. Loite moika ala misecha. It has to be both are available, both are in front of you, right? Now, what happens if it's late at night? We discuss this. It's late at night, and the Yiddish stores are closed. There's only the Goyish store open. And right now, you need a diaper. Right now, you need the baby's bottle. Right now, you need something to buy. Or right now is the only time in the day that you could go shopping. At this point, if it's right now, is when you have to make a decision how to buy. So yes, right now there's only a guy and not a yid. So Mamela, you don't have two choices. Avada, you could buy with the guy. The only shaila is when you could wait for tomorrow. Good. And then other choices available. But if you can't wait for tomorrow, you have to buy now. So Avada, it's only a guy and not a yid. So it's not available. We discussed last week what happened, like a case you wouldn't be matrik anyway for a year. But it's the same idea. If you don't have the two in front of you, you're allowed to go buy a guy. Talmud Chacham here in town want to suggest, hey, it's a shame, suggestion, again I'm not convinced, but it's something to think about, is let's say you do have a heter to go by the Goyish store for whatever reason. Let's say it's a Hefzid Merubah on one item. You're ready in the store. You have a heter to be in the store. And once now you're ready in the store, he wanted to suggest that in this matter, by Sherhu, that right now you're in the store, right now it blives that you only have a goy in front of you. Bishlam, if you're in your house, you're in your car, and you have two choices where to go, I'm going to go to a goyish store, go to a yiddish store. So good, so both choices are available, they're both in front of you, go to the yiddish store. But if you're already in the goyish store, and beheta, you're already there and in the goyish store, and now you want to know, do I have to only shop half my order here and save my other half and wait and go now and schlep to a different store to buy? By, one could argue that that's not both lefanecha, because you're in the goyish store, you're not in a yiddish store, you're in the goyish store. Now it's a choice, either staying in the goyish store or traveling to yiddish store. That might be a whole different ballgame. That might be considered not the two in front of you equally. Yesh lodem v'zeh. Another shaila the Olam has, what about tircha? I have to travel further to a Yiddish store before a Goyish store. Am I mechuyev to make that extra tichetz, an extra 5 minutes? Am I mechuyev to go to a Yiddish store over a Goyish store? This shaila went to the Maram Shik in the Chesh Mishra Simulam and Aleph. And for some reason, he rips the shaila apart. He didn't like the shaila. He says he never heard when it comes to Gemilas Chasadim, this is Lagar from every Gemilas Chasadim, are you going to tell me I don't have to do Gemilas Chasadim, I don't have to be Mavaka Chayla, I don't have to go Lavois and Mace, I don't have to do it's a Pturim Gemilas Chasadim, I don't have to do Gemilas Chasadim because it's a Tercha. He never heard of such a thing. Avadi, you have to do Gemilas Chasadim. So why in the world are you asking this Shaila? This Shaila is also Gemilas Chasadim. Why are you asking the Shaila? That's a Maram Shek. He didn't appreciate the Shaila. From him, you see that he holds that Avad Tercha doesn't play into role. Coming to obviously I don't believe in Ram Shik held that I have a choice of buying by a Goyish store here in town or the Yiddish store is in New York. I have to travel to New York to buy by the Yiddish store. I find that hard to swallow. I just think that he was trying to teach a lesson to the Shoyal that the Shaila was not a proper Shaila. In Hagdara, to be Magdu, how much Tircha you have to do, I would tell you two Nukudas. First Nukud I would tell you is if it means that you're going to have a Hefzid, a Menias, let's say you're working, so like by Hashavas Aveda, if you have to be bottomly Malachtai, there's a price for it. Yes, you have a Mitzvah Deraisa Dimi Meshav Aveda, but if you're going to have to give up a job for it or take time out, and you're being paid, and you're going to lose profit, or whatever, your wages, Avada, you're allowed to charge the person you're returning the Aveda to, your Menia Tereva Kapoya Bottle. There's a formula for it, but good. But yeah, allowed to charge them at least Kapoya Bottle. So to here, if it's going to cause you money, you're going to lose on your wages. Avada, that goes into account Kapoya Bottle. And if that Kapoya Bottle that you're losing, that price that you're losing, that you're not going to be reimbursed, now reaches a Hefsin Beruba, then Avada, I don't have to shop by the Yid. I could go to the Goy, because I'm not Mechuyev to go and give a Yiddish a Yid business if there's a Hefsin Beruba. If the cost of gas or whatever it is going to now come to a Hefsin Beruba, then I don't have to shop by a Yid over a Goy. But I would want to be Meisav even a simpler Hagdara, is if we're talking about being Matriach in an unusual Oifen, like a case I gave, schlepping to New York. That's unusual. I never heard of anyone going to buy groceries in New York. It's ridiculous, right? So if you're talking about an unusual type of shopping, that's damn muzar. Even to do spend one penny extra, that's already, we said, it's already above market value. We said last week that the whole din of hefsin muad over a yid, over a goy, is only if the yid's giving you fair market value, and the goy is giving you at a discount, a sale, or whatever it is, stam cheap, or whatever it is. But the yiddish price is a normal price. But if the yid is overcharging me, even by a drop, I'm not mechuyev to patronize the yid. Well, if what we're talking about involves a tircha which is unusual, so that's above normal, so that he's giving me a product which is above market value. He's selling it to me. Now, he's not shuldig, it's just because I live so far away from him, so the location doesn't work for me. If he is where I have to travel unusual amount that people don't generally travel for such a type of a purchase, let's say for a car they'll travel further, good, but if even unusual for that product, whatever the product is, then kumtais is what he's really doing is he's selling it to me at an unusually high price, at an above market value. I'm not mechuyev to patronize him. I got the Sura Tshuva on Haggis this week, and he suggests efsha that the shear is a mil. We find by different halakas in Arachayim, let's in the Til Sidayim, for Tefillah, whatever other cases, that the shear is a mil. So he says, if the tircha requires you to be matriach more than a mil, more than by a goy, let's say a mil is 18-minute mil, so if you're going to have to travel 18 minutes more than the goyish store, then you don't have to go to a Yiddish store. But if not, you have to go to a Yiddish store. Efshah, that's what he says. I'm not convinced. I believe it's more like what I'm saying is that it's a hagdara. If it's normal to do, then it's pachlal. If it's not normal, even if it's less than 18 minutes more, if it's not normal, if it's unusual amount, then he's charging me, he's giving me a product which is unusually high. I don't have to patronize the yid.
What about a
product. I'm going to get to it. Okay. Okay, so we'll discuss it now already. What happens if I have a chavis I want to buy, and the goy is selling a better product? Yes, I have a choice. I want to buy a table. Yidim sell tables, and goyim sell tables, but happens to be the table that the goy is selling is a better table. Do I have a chiv to buy by the yid an inferior table? Okay, I buy by the goy. Let's say the goy has a better return policy, a 30-day money-back guarantee, a better warranty, or whatever it is. I'm a mechuyv to buy by yid over the goy. The Grada, the Balaturim says the following. It says in the pasuk, "V'kisim kremim kolam yisecha, I kanoi miyadam yisecha." Funny lashon, kanoi, unique word. Kanoi miyadam yisecha. The Balaturim says this word kanoi was mentioned twice in Tanakh. Once over here, and once it says a pasuk by David HaMelech, when David was buying the Makom HaMikdash. It says, "Kikano ekne kishakana." So when he bought the garden, me'arena yevusi, it says kikano ekne. Also lashon kikano. So the Balaturim, what's the significance? Why over there did the pasuk use the word kano? It's because you can have a kasha. Who this garden belonged to? Arena Yevusi. Arena Yevusi, the Gemara Navei Dezara says, was a Ger Toishev. How in the world was David and Melech able to allow to buy a field, a lot from Arena Yevusi as a Ger Toishev, not by Yid? He's mechuyev to buy by Yid. He should have bought a different field. How's he allowed to buy by the Arena Yevusi? So, like the Baal HaTurim, there it is, because what he wanted, the lot that he wanted, was Bedafka that lot. He didn't want a different lot. He wanted that lot. He needed Bedafka, that field, because it's connected to the Mikdash Shalamala, the Medrash says all the Akedis Yitzchak, whatever, why that Malkum was Masuga for the Beis HaMikdash. So since he needed that lot, so the lots that were by Yidden were not comparable. So he had a heter to buy by a Goy or buy by a Gerat Toshev. He didn't have to be Makdam Yisrael Lanakri. So to hear, if the Chavetz that you want is unique, you need Badafka, a fax machine, with a warranty. You're a nervous type of a fellow. You need Dafka, a warranty. Even though everyone knows statistically it doesn't make any sense to buy warranties, because, you know, the reason why they make money on warranties is because they know statistically it's going to break, not as, you know, let's say it's a $100 item, they charge you $5 for the warranty, so it's a 5% chance. No, they know it's less than that, so therefore they're making money. So it doesn't really make sense ever to buy a warranty. It only makes sense if it's something that you can't afford to replace, like health insurance or something. But in a normal situation, it doesn't make any sense. But let's say you're the type of guy, for you can't sleep at night unless you have your warranty on your fax machine. And the Yidden don't give the warranty, and the guy does give the warranty. So if you're that, so you need that product, so l'chari, you should be able to buy by the guy. If Lamaisa, the Yid's offering a warranty, just he's going to charge you extra for it, and the guy is not, it's included in the price, no, so now you don't have this heter because it's unique. The guy is offering that same product. He just might charge you. So now you have to know that now if he would charge you with the warranty, is that a hefsim merubah or hefsim mu'ud? If it's still only hefsim mu'ud, you have to buy by a Yid. But if he's not offering a warranty and you need Bedafka warranty, then you're allowed to buy by the guy. If you're the type of person who doesn't need the warranty, but, you know, given two choices, one with the warranty, one without the warranty, hey, I may as well get the one with the warranty. I'll keep my Amun and Bitachin some other time, but I may as well take the one with the warranty so that you don't have the heter, it's unique. Because for you, you don't need the one with the warranty. The only reason why you're taking it is because it's a revak for you. So if it's a revak, again, you would have to done. Is that revak a hefsin mu'id, or is that revak a hefsin meruba? Likely, a warranty is a hefsin mu'id, and you would not have a heter to go by a guy. Likely. I want to show you that this is not so pashut. First, let's start off with the Arach Chaim HaKadosh. The Pasuk Mishpatim, when it says, Kisikna Eved Ivri. So the Arach Chaim HaKadosh says, he teaches the Pasuk, when you're going to buy, you should make sure to buy an Eved Ivri and not an Eved Kanani. If you have a choice to buy an Eved Ivri or an Eved Kanani, you should buy Bedafka and Eved Ivri. And he says, even though an Eved Kanani is Lo'ilam, and Eved Ivri you have to Shei Shonim is Yaitse, so you're going to tie now, Zichah one an Eved Kanani over an Eved Ivri, and even might be per year, it's going to be cheaper, because Eved Kanani, as much as it's charged, but you have him Lo'ilam, and Eved Ivri is only for 6 years, so theoretically it's a built-in, more expensive type of a purchase. Nevertheless, the Aruch Chaim HaKadosh says that you have to buy, you should buy an Eved Ivri. The Maaseh the Aruch Chaim was Mechavin, L'chayr, Mechavin to a Sifri. The Sifri in Parshas Re'eh says the same thing at Darshan. So you have to talk about Pesach Tiftach and all the Nyanei Tzedakah. All of a sudden, out of the blue, it says this thing, Kisikna, you should buy an Eved Ivri. When you're buying, you should buy an Eved Ivri. Maaseh the Sifri doesn't be Maaseh if you had two choices, Eved Ivri over or Eved Kanani. But Parshas, that's what the Sifri means. If you're buying, you should buy an Eved Ivri over an Eved Kanani. The Mishnah in Ovis also says, I think it's Perek Aleph Mishnah Hey, It says you should have you anim b'nei beischa. You should b'davka have anim b'nei beischa rather than buying avodim. And the Rav over there, different pshatim, but the Rav's pshat is because you should be makdam Yisrael over a nakri. It's better to have a nani working in your house than to have a goy working in your house. You should be makdam Yisrael over a nakri. And it sounds like even over an eved. That's his lashon. You have a choice between having a poel Yisrael or an eved who's a goy. An eved you have loylam. Nevertheless, you should have a poel Yisrael over a goy. Question is, it's a shtuk ushver, like what I'm saying, because vivait, you're interested in this product. If you tell me you take a non and just benefits, so good, so you have to done. Have some ruba, have some wood. But if you need an Eved Kanani, you want the service of Eved Kanani, l'chay should have a right to buy Eved Kanani over an Eved Ivri. And there are differences in Eved Kanani. The din is, by an Eved Ivri, you're not allowed to give him an avodis Eved. You can't tell him, schlep my towel to the bathhouse after me. You have to treat him nicely. If you have one pill, you got to get... There are halakas about an Eved Ivri. An Eved Kanani, you could treat avodis Eved. So it's a different type of a product. It's a different type of service. Hanaka is different. It's not just the years, the term. It's the type, it's the quality of the product that I'm buying is different. Eved Kanani is a different product. If I need, I'm the type, I need Badafka and Avoid this Eved, Dika Eved, I need an Eved Kanani, then how am I, Mukhui, why am I Mukhui to buy an Eved Ivi? Look, I should have a Heta to buy an Eved Kanani. I don't have a great. Then what?
There's a whole Musar board in there. If you're holding by buying
an Eved,
you should buy a
Yiru, okay, so that's what I want to say. It's not a great Teretz, I think, but that's what I want to suggest as well. It could be it's other inyanim as well. It's better to have Yidim roaming around your house than Goyim roaming around your house, being shaykes with them, living together with you, an Eved. Maybe it's just else who you should have your association with. Sorry? If you talk, any kind, if you only need, right, but it didn't say in the Sifri this, oh, but if you need different, it sounds like across the board, if you mean for you, if both do, both are just as good, and the choice right now is only legabi chveis, because it's cheaper or better for you, because the Neve Kanani is loyal, and every 6 years, here, okay, fine. I'll give you another shayla. The Paiskim discuss, which I believe is the same Eitzah. The Paiskim discuss, if I have a choice of buying an Esrig, I could buy an Esrig from a Yid, or I could buy an Esrig from a Goy, and the Goy's Esrig is more Mahuda. Am I allowed to buy by a Goy? And they're bothered with this, about Makdam Yisrael over an Okra. I think, again, a Dava Parshit. If you are the person who are makbid, you want bedavka Mahuda de Ge'esrig, and the Yid is not selling a Mahuda de Ge'esrig, then you have a right to go buy the Goy. You're not having apples to apples. The esrog that he's giving you is not as good of an esrog. Arena Yavusi, we're talking about the Mokum HaMikdash, was also of the mitzvah Shabbai. Nevertheless, David HaMelech decided that he wants Bedafka Arena Yavusi's plot of land rather than a Yid. Why? So you see, for in your name also you're supposed to look, I mean, he's also taken to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and took, but you're going to see, yeah, something once.
He needed a Mokum HaMikdash. Everyone else didn't have a Mokum HaMikdash. Everyone else has an
Esrig. But there's no... He couldn't have a Beis Mikdash anywhere else. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wouldn't be Mashiach Shechina, but over there. I don't know if it's only over there. It's not, it was in the Mesugal. HaKadosh Baruch Hu had a Mishkan in the Midbar, and it wasn't the Makom HaMikdash, right?
Not the Menachlo.
There's no Eve Givoyim.
Okay.
It's a mitzvah to buy the land off of
Goyim. Why? Because of Kivish Eretz.
Yeah.
Okay, but that's not what the Balaturim says. I'll give you another Estei Achemet. The Estei Achemet Hukus Beis HaKnesset says the following. Also, okay, maybe then I'm wrong, but the Estei Achemet says the following. He brings down Paiskim who hold that when you're talking about building a shul, might be Yomir Alaperek, if you're talking about building a shul, you're supposed to build with Yiddish Shapoyalim rather than Goy Shapoyalim. Because Yesus said, oh, different in Yonim, why? Different Paiskim say different reasons. He himself, to stay chemed, after he brings down the Maaseh Avraham, or the Paiskim, he himself says he thinks that the Dava Parshit you have to use Yiddish Shapoyalim over Goy Shapoyalim because of this din, the exacta boy. You're supposed to patronize Yiddish Shapoyalim. And he says, even if the Yiddish Shapoyalim are not as experienced and talented, and the product is going to be an uglier product, the shul is not going to be Mahudo like the Yiddish, like the Goy shul would have been. So l'chayra, let me build it with the goy. It'll be hoyd v'tferes l'kodesh baruch hu. Why should I have build with yiddish poyel and then they have two left hands? They're not going to build a proper shul. Why should I build by them? He says a loshin, and I quote: the tfei odiv shiyi haidei poyelim Yisrael v'im lo yeh abinyan mehuda kol kach lamato down here it doesn't look as great. Kadosh Baruch Hu is mazeh, they should be makdam Yisrael Lanakri. For him, he enjoys and will appreciate a Yiddish shul which is ugly rather than a Goyish shul which is pretty. So he says he should build. Now again, if I want Badavka this beautiful shul, and I have to compete with all the shuls that are going up now in Lakewood, Baruch Hashem, I want a nice shul. For not a nice shul, I already have this shul. I don't need Chuli. I want a nicer shul. So if I want a nice shul, so then I should go Badavka use Yiddish Poyolim. The Yiddish Poyolim. So again, if either one is a choice, I hear, yeah, he's saying very good. But if Lachoy, you want b'dafka that product, yesh ladam b'zeh, maybe you don't have a chiv. I want dafka this type of shul. The Yidim don't provide me such a nice shul. All right. Today, God, the Yishra workers do just as good a job as the Goyish workers here and there. I'm just talking about b'yisoid and halacha. If you had a choice between the two, Lachoy, if it's not comparable, if the Yidim are not giving you a comparable product, you would be allowed, Lachoy, to be allowed to buy by the guy or use.
Maybe contract. Means the Yiddish contract just has other workers that work for him. Now, what if I go directly to the workers, the guys who work for him?
So, if you're going to get a Yiddish contract, and maybe I'll discuss it now. What happens if you have, okay, let's talk about indirect, once you're on the topic, an indirect type of Yid. Let's say I have a choice. I'm going, let's say, to ShopRite anyway. I'm going to Yiddish store anyway, and I have a choice of buying Tropicana orange juice, or New Square orange juice, Golden Flow orange juice. One's a Yiddish orange juice, one's a Goyish orange juice. The mice is the person I'm buying from is the same. It's irrelevant. But Bigram, indirectly, I'm going to cause a revak. I'm going to indirectly support the Yiddish manufacturer over a Goyish manufacturer. Do I have a chiv to go then and buy by the Yid over a Goy? Or buy the Yiddish product over the Goyish product. So God, that there's a Sefer Pre-Eitz Hadar, which was printed over 100 years ago. It was Malaka from a bunch of tshuvas from the Gedei Le'olam Bizmanoi, to try to push the idea. At that time it was Nofetz, everyone was buying Moroccan Esrogim, and you're trying to push the idea that everyone should buy Yiddish Esrogim, that means Esrogim which are grown in Eretz Yisrael to support the Yishuv. Now, the person you're buying the Esrog from, wherever you live, is the same, New York, was the same person. The question is, does he import Moroccan Esrogim, or does he import Eretz Yisrael de Esrogim? And you see in the tshuvas, depending on the tshuvas, some of the tshuvas say that yes, you have a chiv als this din of exacta boy to buy the Eretz Yisrael de Esrogim over the Moroccan Esrogim. So then, yes, you see that even an indirect exacta boy plays a role. You could apply this to everything. I would definitely tell you that if you have a choice of buying in a Goyish store, let's say ShopRite, Golden Flow orange juice or New Square orange juice, or have a choice of buying in the Yiddish store Tropicana oranges, I would definitely tell you that the Yiddish store has a Kadima. Because that's for sure, even if you want to tell me that a Grumma Dicka Exacta Boy also is something, but definitely the Ika Exacta Boy is what you're doing right now. And if you have a choice of being Maxic right now in a Yid, or being Maxic right now in a Goy, I would tell you to be Maxic right now in a Yid, even though indirectly it's only to Tropicana, whereas the other one is indirectly to a Yid.
The grocer sells
50
oranges, right? He sells 50 Tropicanas. He buys 50 Golden
Glow
and ShopRite. What's the difference? How he has
enough? Who has enough? No, I'm talking about me. Let's say the grocer I go to, the Yiddish grocer, only sells Tropicana. And the ShopRite only sells Golden Flow, let's say, right? So if I had a choice, I should go to the Yiddish grocery, because at the end user, me, when I'm going, if I buy by the Yiddish grocery, I'm having this Yiddish grocer. Whereas the other case, it would be a Goyish grocer. I, indirectly, I'm helping out the manufacturer who is a Yid. The whole thing that you can reckon with indirect Exacta boy, b'chalal is a chiddush. I'm not even sure you have a chiv on that when it's not shava b'shava. I'm not b'chalal. It might be just an Indian. If you look in the tshuvas over there, it's not pashut altogether. What I'm doing is that right now the Yiddish Golden Flow company already sold their orange juice to ShopRite. They already got paid for it, or they didn't get paid anyway. It's done. It's a done sale with them. Now it's navat. If I buy, so indirectly ShopRite tomorrow will order more. Good. So it's a gram. I mean, it's low. It's low. Here I have a direct exacta boy, and that's only a gram of the exacta boy. Ulai. So if I had the real exacta boy, it takes precedence over a gramatic exacta boy. And you can have also. Let's say you have stores which have Yiddish Apoyalim working in the store. So if you patronize the store, indirect, the Yiddish Apoyalim will have a panasa. Again, it's a nice thing maybe, but again, it's lo gora, it's zicha, only indirect. If you have a choice of going there or going to a Yiddish store, havada Yiddish store takes precedence. If all is equal, the two choices are two goyish stores, one has Yiddish workers, one has goyish workers, yeah, good. So then, yes, take into account of this indirect support to Yiddish boyolim.
Person wants to build a shul because somebody has a different neighbor has a nicer shul for him.
It's not really doing up to Zach Haley on the Bayou. It could be Tchab Snap. It's a beautiful thing anyway. All right.
In cases where you're partner from the Tchab Snap, in certain cases, whether you're a retailer going to a wholesaler, or it's Hefson Maruba or something like that, and a person goes and he wants to be Machmir and do it, is he a tzaddik or a fool? Meaning.
When if you have some Maruba, Avada, you always have. Look, if you want to be machmir, that's beautiful. Yes, you're a tzaddik. If you want to be machmir and support Savad, it's a beautiful Indian. I should have mentioned before, when it comes to Tircha, it was documented, I swear already in a couple of places, that the Chazanish Kiyuduim in Bnei Brak, there was one pharmacy on the outskirts of Bnei Brak, on the other end of Bnei Brak, and there was even dirt roads then, and the Chazanish was makbid to make the trip and bedafka boy by the Yiddish pharmacy, even though it might have been a tircha merubo and might have been potter, but nevertheless he was either makman in here, held maybe it was mikadin, but at least the kala pockets, let's say it wasn't mikadin, but he was makman. Avada, the more you makman is in, it's beautiful. Avada, the kosh broker is going to give you credit for that. So you're not a fool. You forget. You're helping out another yid.
Making money that he's supposed to have, and he's just. Is it being
mivazeh? I don't think it's mivazeh. No, I think if I get, he's giving a Derek COVID. I think it's beautiful.
The other pharmacy was Mustafa Einisher.
Right, and therefore, and no, Afapikan, he says Akdama. Well, maybe it was an Arab. I don't know. Well, yeah, if you have a choice between a Yid or someone who's a Mama, Vadi should go with Vaya Shema Termitzis. Oh, Tinek Lishitotza, Tinek Shesha. I don't know.
He might have held that they were Mamash Machal Shabbos and it's an Easter to Lach Yosef. It would have been an Easter to go to the other Brahmins.
Yeah. Then, Tiani, what? I think that's. You have a nicer shopping experience? So it's a nicer shopping experience, Bekitza. So it's a nicer shopping experience. So the question is, in this nicer shopping experience, you know, if it's not considered a Hefsim Ruba, it's a Hefsim Muit, which probably it is, because Bokshem, you know, for Yena, we could take into his account that he needs the Parnasa. We can quetch a little bit for that moment. We don't have to live there. He has to be in the store all day, right? I'm only going there today. I can get by, and I can be Mexican, and the Pashas will be a Hefsim Muit. They tell me it's such an instance, you push a key and shop in that store. So it goes, and then there's no true job. I think that's taking a bit far. Okay, you mentioned Shutfis. I assume you mean the Shala is if you have a Shutfis, you throw Akum, do you still have the din of exactabai? I didn't see the Shaila. I would assume yes, if the other choice is 100% goyim. The other choice is 100% yidin, so look, yes, it should be Maktam Yisrael over a different business, which is a Shutus Yisrael of Akum. If you have a choice, let's say, to buy a house, and you have a choice, one builder is a Yiddish builder, and one builder makes complexes that he's a Shutuf with goyim, so if you had a choice, Avada, you should buy by the Yiddish builder over the, you know, everything is equal, Avada, that will have a kedima.
You look at who the meich is, if he's, one guy's a rich guy, one guy's, you know, just making
good. Okay, so that's any chanami that always goes into account. If you talk it could be a real hakzakta boy, you should take into account. I should say that Gradi, you should know these halachas of the exacta boy is not only, you know, we're talking yid versus goy. We can take it to the next step too. There are, in Hukas Tzedakah, they are dinim that your karev kaidim. So your karev has a din over rachuk, and a ben ir has a din over ben ir acheres, and lukair who are din here. And I saw God the place can bring it down. Avada, if you can have a choice of buying something in Lakewood or buying something out of Lakewood. Even if it's both to Yidden, you have this Indian to be maxed the person in Lakewood, out of Ben Ir, is Koidim, over the person out of Lakewood. If you have a choice of buying by a Karev or buying by someone who's not a relative of yours, yes, then you would have this Indian of buying by the Karev over someone who's not a Karev, because the same minute, it's a form of tzedakah. Ten l'chakav yakamoyt. So to your case, if this person, Baruch Hashem, is affluent, he doesn't need your business so much, and the other person is more desperate for your business, Avadi, you should give him, you should patronize him, he's more in need. You know, these are just milas and bechinas of the exact of one. Tam l'chakav is also milas. It didn't when they say Eretz Yisrael is like a Nia Ircha, it just means that Eretz Yisrael is better than a Nia Ircha, but a Nia Ircha is zicha better than a Nia Eretz Yisrael in Halacha. So if you had a choice, you still have to go to a Nia Ircha. But the same seller to you. And the same, and the Jews are also manufacturers.
Jews are the wholesalers.
So again, see, in the indirect grammar, and that you should have a kedima of ani ircha of ani. It is taking it a bit far, but look, yes. Okay, one more question. I want to just finish up.
Using Yiddish contractor that has 15 Goyish workers, he'll pay all of them. I have another other choice is a Goyish contractor, 15 Yiddish workers.
I don't have a raya. I don't have a raya. I hear you, Cheshbon. I don't have a raya, but probably I would tell you to probably. Again, I would have to think, probably I tell you to go with the Yiddish contractor. Probably. Because my dealing is with him. He's going to have a dealing with his workers.
And he's allowed
by the contract that he pays them when they work. If you don't hire him...
Oh, you mean, so then it might be different. So you mean, it's not like he's on a paycheck.
It's not like Shafri.
Oh, yeah? Okay, so then,
He's allowed to do it because it's
his panos. I only said panos by the good is when you're doing that item, so your halva is beribis, so you're buying and selling. If you got to have workers,
What's if it's workers and a...
Because it's not the exact same thing. I'm selling you the product anyway. So the question is, which workers I have in my store or not? I'm not convinced then you'll have that good set. I'm not convinced.
Because talking about the contract himself is allowed.
That I know, and I'm saying I'm not convinced that you'll have the head of the agudu who says for panosa is koidim. I know, even for cheaper. The word is, because it's that item, so I want to make the revak on the price. It means the workers go into the price. I hear. Okay, let me just finish up with one more lock, and I'll say finish up with the same with the vart. What happens, we started off last week with a shayla, what happens if we're talking about where maybe it's a hefsed merubah, but in the greater picture, it's not. Like, similar to you, but from a different angle. Let's say I have a choice of buying a house, and the house would be a $400,000 house from a yid, or $399,000 by a goy. Now, $1,000 is a lot of money. It's l'chor, I have some merubah, unless you say everything's gerechen with the chayfetz. Good. But I have a different reason there why you should be maksik to Yisrael, even if it would be a hefsed merubah. And the word is because the yid who's making on that house is $75,000 a profit. Klapi, his profit, how much he stands to gain, my hefsed is so minimal appeal. Just like by Nevela, Taisa said that the hefsed I have is considered insignificant because of how much the ger Taisa stands to gain. So to l'chayra, I don't have a raya, but l'chayra, so to here, if we establish that the amount he stands to gain is so much more than what I stand to lose, so then it's considered my hefsed is no longer hefsed merubah. Maybe now it's only hefsed mu'ed, maybe it's not even a hefsed at all. It means me versus him. Let's say I have a choice of using a lawyer. It's a $100,000 case. And I have a choice of using a lawyer or a guy. Let's say the guy comes in a drop cheaper. But for the yid, it's cooler revak. For him, it's an extra $100,000 in his pocket. Copy his revak, my hefsid might not be considered a hefsid merub anymore.
Look at his profit. Look at my hefsid. Why is he better than me?
So, by the Ger Toshev also. Why are we looking at the Ger Toshev, how much he stands to gain? But Dosh Deitin Toshev, that you look at the Ger Toshev, how much he stands to gain. We're not talking about where the Yid is overpricing you. If he's overpricing, then Enechanamba, you don't have to buy by the Yid, we said. We're talking about where the Yid is giving the right price, a fair market price, and let's say the guy is coming in a bit lower, so yes, and let's say it's a drop more, you have to reckon with his revach of a Yid, if that is kiflame of my loss, and might now make my loss no longer have sin merubah. Maybe.
Can I tell that what I'm standing to this person and tell him to drop the price, and then therefore becomes that I don't have a fee to put in it?
What do you mean? If the yid,
if that lawyer is going to make $100,000,
right? And you ask him to drop his price, but let's say he doesn't. Whatever his reason is, he doesn't. So you would have to reckon yours against his. If he's overpriced, then you don't have to use him anyway. If he's not overpriced, lechayra, I don't have a right, but lechayra, based on the taste of type of svara, you see that has to play a role, and it's all misvara. Taste, the Gemara says it's a svara that you have to reckon how much he stands to profit versus how much he stands to lose. All right, let me just be mesayim. We're running out of time. I want to be mesayim with a vart. Pasuk in Kehelet, Perek Vav, Pasuk Bey, says the following. Isha shayitun lo yalakim oisha no chasen v'chavoid ve'enenu chasel l'nafshi mikol esha yisave. He's not lacking anything. He has oisha, kavod, nechasim. He's not lacking anything. Whatever his taivas are, no problem. V'lo yashlitenu ha'lokim lechom himenu. And the Kadosh Baruch Hu didn't give him the ability to have a shlita over his nechasim to eat from them. Why? Ki ish nachri yachlenu, because a goy ate from it. Ish nachri yachlenu. Ze hevel v'chali rahu. It's foolishness. It's a hevel v'chali rah. V'chay the pasuk makes no sense. It starts off. And then it says, you just told me I have everything I could possibly want or desire, and then you say that I didn't have a shlita over it. It's a steer, what's going on? So the Zohar HaKadosh is Takasha. The racial is safe, the pasuk doesn't stim. I believe Rashi is coming to answer the Zohar's kashi. The Rashi doesn't say what the kashi, but he just says the teres, and he says, what does it mean? Lo yashlitenu lakim lachom imenu. Rashi says, lo yashlitenu la'asayis tzedaka. Le'echoil himenu lo'asid. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave you oishav and nachasim, but the way you used it, you didn't do it in an oifen of, you didn't use it in an oifen of tzedakah. So memela, you lack the shlita. What is shlita? Shlita means you have a total control. Loilam anitzki, you're going to have lechom imena in oilam haba of its peris, but you didn't use it properly. You didn't deal with your nachasim properly, and therefore you didn't have this shlita. So yes, you had oisha v'chaviv v'nechasim, yes, and mkola sheyesave, but you lacked the shlita because you didn't do the tzedakah. And I would like to suggest that the pshat in the pasuk is mamish awadin of the exact boy. And that's what the pasuk says. You have oisha v'nechasim v'chaviv. You have everything you could possibly want, but you don't have the shlita v'nechasim. Why not? Ki ish nachri yechlenum. Because when you dealt in business, who were your payalim? Who were your buyers? Who were your suppliers? Who did you deal with? What did you do with this Aisha Kavan Nechasim? How did you get Aisha Kavan? Who were you selling it to? It was an Ish Nachri Yechlani. You were dealing with Goyim. Over a lifetime, we have thousands, tens of thousands, maybe even hundreds of thousands of opportunities over a lifetime to deal with a Yid, have a pile of Yid, buy from a Yid, give business to a Yid. And over a lifetime, you look back and you dealt with Goyim. You blew it. You had the same chance to do the exact same thing. If you had just a little seamless slave, you could have done it with a Yid, and you would have the Shlita Nitzchi, but you blew it. You dealt with Goyim, with the Ish Nochri Yechlenu. Firtais Kehelis, Shlema Melech, Zehevel V'chali Rahu. It's such a foolishness. You could have done the exact same thing and dealt with a Yid. My bracha today learns that we're Chazik in the Yidin, and with that Chizik that we have and the exact way we should be zoicha to the bracha of the Sifsei Koyin, that we should always be maxing and the Gagala Chizik always be from the Noisnim, and with this Indian of Tzedakah, the greatest form of Tzedakah, we should be zoicha to the Sibbe Mishpat Tipadeh V'Chaveh B'Tzedakah.
For other tapes by Rabbi Kahan or for additional information, please contact Beis Din Meisharim at 732-905-3388. Thank you.